A Child's Book of True Crime, written by Chloe Hooper and read by Kate Hosking. The police bagged nearly 60 items from the house, and over half came from off her bedroom floor. A pair of pink underpants, a sports bra, a T-shirt, a bathing costume, a face cloth, two towels, magazines, candy wrappers, tissues, more underwear, a nurse's uniform, a cigarette packet, a nightgown, a box of matches from the Sand and Waves Tudor Inn, a polyester Snoopy toy, a white tennis shoe, a pair of women's tracksuit pants. The list went on in excruciating detail, but also included brown matter labelled blood scrapings, samples of Ellie's blood, her hair, her nail and muscle tissue, scrapings from under her fingernails, and the knife found lying next to the body. I started the car and drove away. I understood Ellie because I gave her my own story. I didn't understand Margot. She hadn't just killed the girl in a brief bout of madness. This supposedly meek woman had mutilated her enemy horribly. I turned out of Murder Road, and call it superstition or a knock on wood, I proceeded towards the suicide cliffs. The ride should have taken around 20 minutes, but I was driving my grandfather's old blue car, the biggest Mercedes-Benz ever made, and you couldn't have paid anyone to take it off your hands. I drove slowly and tried very hard to imagine what Margot would have been thinking. It was not as though murder at Black Swan Point shed any light. Veronica had described this last drive in a style which swung between the melodramatic and the faux clinical. Her Mrs. Harvey slipped and slid all over the road, Ellie's blood still staining her hands. The woman had freed herself from a life spent in goodness and lit a cigarette with almost post-coital pleasure. But just as Veronica was really starting to enjoy herself, she pulled back out of respect for readers with less liberated sensibilities. The true crime writer's ethical stance was inherently false. Veronica acted as an intermediary between evil and the reader, positioning herself as above reproach. But how could she get inside the criminal mind while bending backwards to then show her horror at the deed? In every chapter, she tried to cloak her fascination as social responsibility, her own perversion as research.